Gora Graganya Gana Gota Guloru Haram Goranga Gura Tamago Pyada Popa Briksham Gopala Gada Rati Damyati Singha Gora Govinda Deshika Varam Satitam Namami Guruve Guru Chandraya Radhikayai Tadalaye Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya Namo Namaha Namo Shrestam Manamati Sachiputram Atra Swarupam Rupam Tasya Grajam Urupurim Maturim Gostavatim Radha Kundam Girivaram Mahoradika Madhavasam Prapto Yashapatita Kripaya Shigurum Tamnatosmi Ajanulam Bhuto Bhujo Kanakavadato Sankirtanai Kapitaro Kamalaya Taksho Vishvambaro Dvijavaro Yugadharma Palo Bande Jagat Priyakaro Karuna Avataro Anarpita Chirim Chirat Karuna Avatinakalo Samarpayitam Anuchvala Rasam Svabhakti Shriyam Hari Purata Sundara Duti Kadamba Sandipitaha Sadaridaya Sundares Puratuva Sachinandanaha Uttama Adama Kichuna Bachira Jachi Adile Kakola Kahe Premananda Emona Goranga Ridoya Dariya Bola Bhaja Goranga Kaha Goranga Laha Gorangera Namare Bolo Bhaja Goranga Kaha Goranga Laha Gorangera Namare Je Jana Goranga Bhaje Se hoy amara prana re bolo Je jana goranga baje Se hoy amara prana re Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare Yashaiva Padambu Javati Labhya Prima Vidana Parama Pumarta Tasmai Jagan Mangala Mangalaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Madgavir Api Gopala Sri Kuryat Kripaya Jari Tadaiva sambhaya pitva risheyustat priyajanaha. O Gopal. This is a verse written by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in his Mangalacharna at the beginning of his Saartha Darshini commentary for the 10th canto. He prays it, Madgavirapi Gopala. Hey Gopal, we know about you. You're famous. You're a cowherd boy. So, you please accept and you maintain the cows in the form of my words, this katha. And you please experience the pleasure of personally drinking that milk, tadaiva sambhaya pitva, and risha yustat priya janaha. And you inspire others to also drink the milk of this katha. Vanchakalpadarubhyascha kripa sindhu vyayivascha Patitanam bhavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara
Srivasade Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So Giriraj really fulfills the desires of everyone. Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, he prays it. Govardhana me adishtam adishtam. Giriraj, you please fulfill my desire. And he fulfilled my desire. I wanted to be able to have more time for katha and some time for bhajan. So we have that today. But before I start, we want to have a Vaishnav Sangha. The last few days, things have been very tight, squeezed. We haven't had much time. But now we can stretch our arms a little bit, feel a little more relaxed. And I wonder if some of you can share some reflections. Well, it's because in a Vaishnav Sangha, it's described by Krishna to Uddhava in 11th canto Bhagavatam. Parasparano katanam pavanam bhagavad yasaha. He says that devotees should learn how to associate with each other by coming together and hearing and sharing Krishna katha. Mito rati mitas tushtindivita mita atmanaha. And something happens in that kind of association. In his Bhavartha Deepika commentary, Srila Sridhar Swami comments that devotees should give up quarrel and they should come together and hear and discuss about Krishna. Why do you need to fight on Facebook? Just come to Govinda Kung and hear about Krishna. Isn't it better? And he says, in such association, sometimes the devotees, they reveal their mind. Oh, you know, I had a very bad habit. I was watching television always. Or maybe I was drinking little coffee sometimes in the morning. But I gave it up. And other devotees say that, really? I can also give that up. So, mito ritastustir, nevita mita atmanaha. In such association, devotees, they get some ruchi. And this is how we should associate with devotees. This was Srila Prabhupada's instruction to the devotees. He said, we should have kirtan. He's told the GBC once, instead of meetings, resolutions, dissolutions, revolutions, and no solutions, there should be chanting. This is the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And we're very fortunate to have some association with Sachinandan Maharaj and Burijan Prabhu. And this is part of the purpose of this Govardhan retreat. They want to bring some Krishna consciousness to the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Instead of management consciousness and project consciousness and building consciousness and life membership consciousness and so many other things that we get absorbed in sometimes, we need to have Krishna consciousness. So in such an assembly, just like we have such an assembly in Jagannath Puri. And in Jagannath Puri, when the yatris come to sit down and take Jagannath Mahaprasad, everyone sits on the ground. If the king of Puri takes Jagannath Mahaprasad, he sits on the ground. If Indra, the king of the demigods, comes to Jagannath Puri to take Prasad, he sits on the ground. Everyone sits on the ground. Because when we have darshan of the Lord in his form as Mahaprasad, or in his form as Giriraj, or in his form of the holy name, then everyone is equal. It's not that this person is more senior, this person's a sannyasi, this person's a brahmachari, this one's a mataji. It's not like that. Krishna doesn't see like that. Krishna sees he's bhavagrahi janardan, and he sees the heart of the devotees. So in such an assembly, everyone should be given respect. This is a proper Vaishnava sangha. If a pujari thinks, I often give this example, if you've heard me say it, please excuse me before. If a pujari is doing artik for Radha Madhav in Mayapur during Gaur Purnima day, and he comes out in the morning and he sees, I don't know, what do they have, 10,000 people or 10 million people, something like that, in the temple room, and he thinks, they're all there to watch me. They came to see me. If the pujari thinks like that, there's something wrong. They're not there to see you, Baba. They're there to see Radha Madhav. Assembly in a Vaishnava Sangha, we have different services. One person does a service of speaking, reciting something. And some other Vaishnavas do a service of hearing. And Krishna gets pleasure. Krishna comes personally to such a sangha. It's described in Skanda Purana, in the section on the glorification of Srimad Bhagavatam, which says there that wherever Srimad Bhagavatam is spoken, Srimad Bhagavatam Shastram, Yatra Bhagavatara Yada, Kirtate Shriyate Chapi Shri Krishna's Tatra Nishtitam. You should know for certain that Krishna personally comes. He personally comes to hear that katha. Now you may say, how much Srimad Bhagavatam? Do you have to recite one chapter? One canto? How much do you have to recite before Krishna comes? The Skanda Purana describes. Srimad Bhagavatam Yatra Shlokam Shlokardam Evacha. Just one verse, even half a verse. Shlokardam. And Krishna comes. But when he comes, he doesn't come alone. Sometimes he comes with monkeys. But when he comes to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, even better yet, Tatrapi Bhagavan Krishna Baladi Bir Virajate. He comes with the gopis. To such a proper assembly where the speaker and the listeners are reciting Krishna Katha for the pleasure of Krishna. So I'd like to ask all of you, if you have some reflections, just a few seconds, 1 minute, from a few of you, what is your reflections, what is your realizations, your happiness from the yatra, or complaints maybe, we can also convey those to the managers, not me. Anybody have any reflections, comments? Or would
you? Mean like 1 minute for all of us combined?
No. Oh. 1 minute just for you. At least.
The reflection that I've been having...
Can everybody hear him?
Yes.
No? Why don't you stand up over here? I'm going to embarrass you.
Can I just sit down next to you?
Take the mic.
I'll just sit over here if that's okay. I don't understand.
It's fine.
Yeah, the reflection I've been having, hearing Prabhu's classes in the morning about Krishna performing the yoga of stealing, and Sachinanda Maharaj speaking so eagerly about Lord Chaitanya's eagerness on coming to Vrindavan. I would just like to read three lines from the Priti Sundarbha that I think are very relevant in this regard, because this is what I was thinking about. It says here in the Priti Sundarbha, and he's talking about seeing the Lord, to have a pure heart is not the only qualification here. What are the qualifications needed? With great devotion, one must yearn to see the Lord. That is the root from which directly seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead grows. By seeing the Lord in this way, one attains all perfection. So I was really thinking how these devotees, by highlighting the attractiveness of Krishna's leelas, because when you hear about his pastimes as a little kid, you're like, wow, this is so loving. I wish I could see such a thing. And by hearing about Lord Chaitanya, I was really thinking that these devotees want us to become very eager to see the Lord, even though we're very, very fallen. And here Jiva Goswami says that this is important, because from that eagerness, the root of actually having Krishna's darshan will grow as a tree. This is my reflection.
How do you grow? Anybody else would like to comment on Mataji?
Can you pass the microphone around?
Hare Krishna. I think when I came here, I really wanted time to go away from my life and chant, hear and chant. Somehow by Krishna's arrangement, I lost my voice, got a flu, couldn't chant much, I had to hear a lot. I think I've really learned this time that hearing is so important, and this is my sixth time that I've been to Govardhan. And the first time was 27 years ago. And I would say this time is the first time I feel completely differently about this place. And that's because of hearing and seeing through hearing from the devotees. One point that I've been reflecting on by Sachinandan Swami is his point on eagerness as the price to enter Vrindavan. And that he said, eagerness is manifested in three ways. By our desire to connect with Krishna, our desire to serve Krishna and our desire to please Krishna. And I feel that just stopping and hearing from the devotees that I've understood so much more about how special this place is. And it's been really nice. I actually will just add one more reflection I had. I went on Govindam Parikram yesterday with Jayananda Swami. And it was very fast. And the whole day I was focused on seeing Giriraj, walking in the dust, and focusing on Jayananda Maharaj's feet, trying to keep up to his pace. Because I thought, if I watch his feet, I'll keep in step with his feet and I'll stay up. And sometimes I had to run to keep up. And when we finally got all the way around and I got home, and my friend Della asked me how it was, I said, you know, from the morning till the night, afternoon, all I did was keep Govardhan in the center. And I felt like I understood a little bit more about the importance of parikram. Because just in simple terms, material life is to keep us in the center, I, me, mine. And spiritual life is to put Krishna in the center, to please and serve him. And I always understood that parikram meant showing respect, but I felt yesterday, to me, it meant more a whole day where Krishna was in the center. Because my body was physically making a circle around Krishna, and my mind and my senses were following, and I understood just a little bit more about why parikram has been so important to devotees, present and past. So that's some of my reflections on being here. Hare Krishna.
There's a nice verse where Kaviraj Goswami describes Shriyatam, Shriyatam Nityam, Giyatam Giyatam Mura Chintitam Chintitam Bhaktas
Chaitanya Charitamritam. He gives three things in this verse. The first thing is Shriyatam Shriyatam Nityam. Always, always, always listen. Hear the topics of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Shriyatam Shriyatam Nityam. This is the first thing. In Navaviti Bhakti, the first thing is Shravanam, before Kirtanam. Before we do kirtan, we have to hear. What kind of kirtan can we do unless we hear? Shriyatam, shriyatam, nityam. And then after you've heard, giyatam, giyatam, mura. Then giyatam, giyatam, again and again, you recite it, you repeat what you've heard. But not in an ordinary way. The word mura is there, not mudha, meaning full. But mura means with great happiness. With great happiness, and we recite that again and again. And then what happens after that, chinchitam chinchitam bhaktas, it starts coming to our mind, naturally. And we remember it again and again. Chinchitam chinchitam bhaktas, then bhakti naturally comes. Chinchitam chinchitam bhaktas, chaitanya charitamritam. We should take this amrit, this nectar of the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and always relish it. Thank you. Anybody else with some reflection? Nobody they want to share? Nityananda Prabhu, do you want to share some thought with us?
No.
Okay, we're very fortunate we have with us today a genuine certified Govardhan Basi, Nityananda Prabhu, from Kusum Sarovar, who's serving there for many, many years, doing very nice service. Nagapatni Manaji, do you want to say anything? No? Okay, anybody else? Okay, so there are many, many topics. Prabhuji?
Can you... I don't think it's going to reach all the way over there. You have to come some closer.
So, Hare Krishna. This was my fifth retreat in total between Govardhan and Japa, and I was quite fascinated by the hearing which has gone on in this retreat, centered completely around basically Krishna. And my actually reflection is on the class given by Gurujan Prabhu, where he displayed the slide of the lotus feet of Krishna. And I was just wondering when he was saying, I made some notes, that when we meditate on the lotus feet of Krishna, there are certain symbols that just by looking at them, they create an amazing effect in our lives. He says that the base of the right toe, there is a mark of a disc that cuts down the 6 mental enemies. Then he said that there is a lotus flower to the right, which increases the greed in the heart of the devotees like bees have for the lotus. Thunderbolt smashes the reaction of the past sins. And the barley comb represents all kinds of enjoyment for the devotees. So I was wondering that just such a simple exercise that Prabhu was teaching to us of meditating upon the lotus feet does what it will take lifetimes and lifetimes for the devotees to achieve. Smashing of all the sinful reactions and creating the greed within the heart of the devotees, then destruction of the 6 mental enemies and so on. So I was quite fascinated by that, and I've taken the picture of the lotus feet, and I would wish and I would pray to basically Giriraj that in my sadhana I can incorporate some meditation upon the lotus feet of Krishna for some part. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. So, there's many, many different topics here in front of us. I should just bow my head to a few of them, very quickly at least. This is Govinda Kund. And not far from here is Indratila. Indratila is on top of Govardhan Hill. It's a place where Indra and the demigods came and they gave Krishna a bath after Krishna had lifted Govardhan Hill here at this place. And all the water from that Abhishek came here into this kund. And it was called Govinda Kund. And they named Krishna Govinda because go means the senses. And the personalities who are in charge of the senses are the demigods. There are 33 million different demigods. And by worshipping Krishna in this way, all the demigods, Krishna became known as Govinda. So that took place here. Madhavendra Puri, that is Bhajan, just behind me. And we saw the wonderful deity there, Gopal. I'd like to offer some prayer to Madhavendra Puri and reflect something about him as a way to try to enter into a particular pastime which manifested in this place. We'd like to go on kind of a crooked journey together, which actually will go many different places. Please repeat after me. Yasmai Bhaktum Chorayan Chira Bandam Gopinata Chira Chorabido Abhut Shri Gopala Padura Seed Vasaha
Sun
Yat
Premna
Tam Madhavendram
Natosmi.
I offer my respectful obeisances unto Madhavendra Puri, who was given a pot of sweet rice stolen by Sri Gopinath, who became celebrated thereafter as Kir Chora. Being pleased by Madhavendra Puri's love, Sri Gopal appeared to public vision. So, this is the first place that we heard something about this amazing personality of Madhavendra Puri. He's a very mysterious personality. Kavi Karnapur, he's given us his Gaurav Ghanodish Deepika, in which he's given a light, a Deepika, to see all the Gaurav Ghana, all the different associates of Mahaprabhu. And this personality, Madhavendra Puri, who in many ways is the most important associate of Gauralila, and we'll come to how that is. All that he says is that he's a desire tree in the spiritual world. It's a very mysterious thing. Madhavendra Puri was a disciple, was a guru of Advaitacharya, some say of Lord Nityananda. He was the guru of Raghavendra Puri. Raghavendra Puri later initiated Madhavi Devi. And her brother, Sikhi Mahiti. You may have heard of Sikhi Mahiti and Madhavi Devi. They come from a small village about 25, 30 kilometers away from Jagannath Puri called Bentapur. And they're two of the four most intimate associates, along with Rai Ramananda, who's also from that village, and Sukh Damodar, who's from West Bengal. They're two of the most intimate associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And they were initiated by Raghavendra Puri, who was a disciple of Madhavendra Puri. And Madhavendra Puri, as I mentioned, was the guru of Ishwara Puri. Ishwara Puri, in turn, had as his disciple Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we don't know so much about Madhavendra Puri. The first place that he appears in our kathas is here, at Govinda Kund. That he was a traveling sannyasi. Later there was a small village, not far from here, named after him. You may have heard of it. Maybe you've even been there. It's called Jatipura. Where we go. Jati means sannyasi, pura means place. That village where we're having a retreat, it's named after Madhavendra Puri. Madhavendra Puri was a Paramahansa, meaning that he didn't ask for anything. He wasn't like a prostitute beseeching the Lord for something, but he just thought, let me do my bhajan, and if Krishna wants to feed me something, then he'll take care of me. And so Madhavendra Puri one day came here and was doing his nam bhajan, and as I mentioned a few minutes ago, the Gopal temple, this young boy came to him and said, sir, what kind of bhajan are you doing? In my village, if nobody asks for any food, if nobody does madhukari, usually the sadhus, they go door to door, they knock on the door, and they say in Sanskrit, Bho Mata, Bhagavati Bhiksham Dehi, please give me some bhiksha, some alms. That's the tradition. And today, still in Braj, that goes on. I had the good fortune to do like that in 1994, I think it was. We went all over Braj doing madhukari with one sannyasi friend of ours. Because at that time there's no restaurants, there's no nothing. Now it's a little more difficult. Some of the Brijbasis are taking onions and garlic. But at that time, it was unheard of. So he said, this little boy said, most people, most sannyasis, they do madhukari, but you're not doing any madhukari. So people who don't do madhukari, then I personally come and bring them something. Krishna personally, Gopal personally, takes care of those devotees who don't ask for anything from themselves. They just do their service, their bhajan, their service for their Gurudev. Then Krishna takes care of them. Nothing else is required. And Madhavendra Puri is such a wonderful example of this. This place is a kind of a circle for me. This is the beginning and the end. It began here with Madhavendra Puri. And it began this journey to Jagannath Puri. Because Gopal came to him in a dream and told him, just behind this tree, close to Giriraj, there's the Prakatstalya, the place where Gopal was discovered by Madhavendra Puri under the ground. And Gopal, we mentioned, he came in a dream to Madhavendra Puri. And he told him that I'm here under the ground and I'm very hot, I'm very dirty, I want something to eat. Would you please take care of me? So Madhavendra Puri dug him out and he re-resurrected the Anukut festival. And all the villagers, they offered huge amounts of foodstuffs to Gopal. And later Gopal came in a dream to Madhavendra Puri. And he said, although you've given me a bath and so many things, still I feel very hot. Would you please go to Jagannath Puri and acquire some sandalwood, some chandan for me? And so Madhavendra Puri set off walking. There's no trains. He set off walking to Jagannath Puri. And on his way to Jagannath Puri, he came to the place known as Ramuna. And in Ramuna, he saw the worship there of Gopinath. This is also the temple here of Gopinath. And Madhavendra Puri saw they were offering some very special kheer, some, you could call it sweet rice, to Gopinath. And Madhavendra Puri thought, oh, if I could get a little of that prasad and taste it, then I'll know what they put in it, and I can make a similar preparation for our Gopal. He had that desire. And Krishna, who's Antayami, who's the present in everyone's heart, and Sarva Gyan, who knows everything, he knew the desire of his devotee, and he made some arrangement. And that night, after everyone had taken rest, Gopinath came in a dream to the pujari, and he said that by my tricks, I've stolen some of the sweet rice you offered me, and hid it behind the curtain. It's from my devotee, Madhavendra Puri. And he's staying in the marketplace. You please go and find him and give him this sweet rice. So that night, in the middle of the night, maybe it was 1 o'clock in the morning or something, that pujari, he got up and he took bath and he got that sweet rice and he went to the marketplace and he started calling out, "Is there a sannyasi here named Madhavendra Puri? You're the most fortunate person in all the three worlds. Gopinath has stolen sweet rice for you." And Madhavendra Puri got up, came, Gopinath remembered me, and he took that sweet rice and he ate that and he cried in ecstasy. And then, before the morning came, Madhavendra Puri had a little reflection. He thought, "Oh, it's time to leave." And he left that place because he didn't want to trade his love for Krishna in for some cheap reputation known as pratistha, where someone gets some reputation, some fame. And he knew that people are going to talk. Huh? Gopinath stole sweet rice for this sannyasi, and so many people are going to come. And then I'm going to become a big guru. Maybe they'll make me GBC. It'll be very bad. So I have to leave as fast as I can before that happens. And so quietly, he left that place and he went to Jagannath Puri. And then later he came back again to Ramuna and he left his body in that place. And Ishwara Puri was there serving him. And before he left, he was reciting a song. And this song I'd like to share with you and make some comments on is kind of the basis of our discussion today. Ai dina daya janata he maturanata kadaraval kava kadavalokite hridayam twad alokakataram dayata brahmayati kim karomyaham. O my Lord, O merciful Master, O Master of Mathura, when shall we see you again? Because of not seeing you, my agitated heart has become unsteady. O most beloved one, what shall I do now? It's said that only three people understood that verse. Madhavendra Puri, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Srimati Radharani. I don't want to try to make any more comments on it. Sachin Nandamaraj quoted it yesterday, something. But this verse introduces the concept of separation. Please excuse me. I've been living in Jagannath Puri and in Orissa for the last, it's almost 25 years, and we connect a lot of things with that. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in this world on a full moon day known as Gaura Purnima, and he appeared in Navadvip, and it was also that same day, the Gaura Purnima, that he first entered into Orissa, and he came to Ramuna. And it's a big subject matter. But the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they describe that Yatta Bhargavi Jamuna, Gobadana Ratna Samasana Bhimala Sadosa Chandika Sadosa Gopyaha, that Sri Ketra, Jagannath Puri, is Gupta Vrindavan. It's a hidden compartment of Vrindavan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in Gupta Vrindavan, Navadvip, on the day of Gaura Purnima, and he entered the second Gupta Vrindavan, which is known as Vipralamba Ketra, the place of separation, also on the same day. And he entered that place, which the border of that place, which is Ramuna, which is the place of Madhavendra Puri. And there in Ramuna, he began meditating on this verse. So this separation is a very, very important principle. Srila Prabhupada, in one letter, he said that this is the valuable jewel of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, this separation. Rupa Goswami speaks about this in his Ujjana Lamani. He says, Navina Vipralambena Sambhoga Pushtam Ashnute, that if it wasn't for separation, avina vipralambena, sambhoga pushtim, ashnadi, pushti means to be nourished, then sambhog or union wouldn't be nourished. He says that this vipralamba is required. So here at this place, there's a reason why I chose this particular ashram to come to today. I'd like to tell you a story about a more contemporary Vaishnav. A Vaishnav that many of us have not heard much or anything about. He was born in this world in 1847 in Nadia district. And his birth name was Mahendra. When he, shortly after he was born, his mother died. And at 6 years of age, he had a dream. In a dream, a sadhu came to him and took him to a forest. And suddenly the forest caught on fire in this dream. And when he woke up, he decided, this is the forest of the material world. And I don't want anything to do with material existence. He was 6 years old. At the age of 13, his father passed away. And he left home. And he became a sadhu. And it's a long story. He became known as Manohar Das. And he went to many different places. He spent some time also in Jagannath Puri. He came here to Vrindavan. He was in charge of the Govindaji temple for some time in Vrindavan. He was staying at Kusum Sarovar for 5 years. And one day he had a dream, and Radharani came to him and told him, I want you to come to Govindakund and spend the rest of your life here. And so he came to this place, and he sat underneath that tree, that very big, wonderful Kopabriksha, wish-fulfilling tree, right here, on the bank of Govindakund. At that time, there was no ashram here. Things were very, very simple. And he was chanting 3 lakhs of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra a day. He was initiated into the line of Advaitacharya, which is also in the line of Madhavendra Puri. And relishing the mood of Madhavendra Puri, he was doing his Nam Bhajan. And as he was doing his Nam Bhajan, he was a very, very simple Vaishnav. He would just do Madhukari and accept a little small something to eat. And whatever he got, he would accept that. And as he was doing his japa, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says in Harinam Chintamani, Name Prasutito Hoy Rupa Guna Karma. That from the holy name comes Krishna's Rup, Krishna's form. By chanting the holy name, we'll see Krishna's form. And from that form then, comes Krishna's guna, or Krishna's qualities. And then comes Krishna's karma, means Krishna's lila, his different pastimes, all from the holy name. And so the sadhu was chanting here, very, very absorbed in the holy name, and he started having what we call lila spurti. He was seeing the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. And he was very, very renounced. During the winter time, he would just wear one kopan, and it gets very, you think it's cold right now. Come back here in January, in the middle of the night. It's so cold. Isn't it, Bhagavata? You've been here at that time? It's very, very cold here at that time. So he was sitting under that tree one evening, maybe it was, I don't know, 7, 8 o'clock at night, very, very cold, doing his Nam Bhajan. And one Diliwala, one man from Delhi, came. And he said, oh, Baba, you should have a kumbal. You should have a blanket. It's not good. You're going to get sick. And Manohar Das said, nope, go away. I don't need anything. I'm dependent on Krishna. And so that man went away. But he was thinking, this sadhu, he should have some blanket. So he came back later on. At that time, Manohar was in samadhi. And that man wrapped the blanket around Manohar Das and went away. And so some hours later, maybe it was 1 o'clock in the morning or something, Manohar Das regained external consciousness, and he felt hot. He couldn't understand what's going on. He looked down, and he saw this blanket, and he became very disturbed. And he said, oh, my body is an offender. My body is always wanting some sense gratification, so I should punish it. So he threw off the blanket. It's 1 o'clock in the morning. He jumped into Govindakund. I mean, it's so cold, you can see your breath. Very, very cold at that time. This was his level of bhajan. So he wrote an interesting book based on his realizations, on his lila spurtis, the pastimes that he saw. And he called that book Vaidagdha Vilas. So I'd like to take you on a little journey today of that book. And it's my opinion that this book is inspired by Madhavendra Puri. In the beginning of this book, it's written in Bengali, but it's full of many, many shlokas from Chaitanya Charitamrita and Ujjalilamani and Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu and different Goswami literatures. In the beginning of the book, he describes that the pastimes of Braj, pastimes of Krishna here, he says, are just like a river. And he says that river has two embankments. It has the embankment of Sambhog and the embankment of Vipralamba, of separation. So when I read that, I became very interested because it's a subject matter my gurumars like to speak on very much, about Vipralamba Tatta, or the embankment of separation. How prema is like a river. And in that prema dhara, that river of love, there's two embankments. For a river to function, it has to have two sides. Otherwise, the flow of water will be impeded. And so this river of love has two embankments. One is known as Vipralamba Tatta, and the other is Sambhog Tatta, or the embankment of union and the embankment of separation. So I'd like to just read a little something to you from Manohar Das's Vaidagya Vilas and give a few different comments also about it in a relevant way for all of us. We'll read something of his Mangalacharna for this chapter, and you can chant Hare Krishna in response. Jaya Gora Hari Jaya Nityananda Ram Jaya Dvaita Mahavishnu Chidananda Dham. Bolo. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram Ram Ram. All glories to Lord Godahari, all glories to Nityananda Ram, all glories to Advaita who is Mahavishnu, and he's Chidananda Dham, the abode of eternal bliss. Jaya Gadadhara, Jaya Gora Bhakta Vrinda, Kripa Kori Deha Shabe Chara Nara Vrinda Bolo. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. He says, all glories to Gadadhar Pandit, all glories to all the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Kripa Kori Deha Shabha Chaitanara Binda. Please be merciful to me and give me the dust of your lotus feet. Nitya Leela Stala Ramya Nitya Binda Bhare Rasika Jugala Jati Nitya Bihana. Hello. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. He says that this Vrindavan is the eternal abode of the Lord. It's Nitya Leela Stala. It's a place where the pastimes are going on eternally. And it's said that Adya Piha Chaitanya Eshava Leela Kori, Jakone Jahari Kori, Jisti Adi Kori, that the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are also going on, even right now. And if someone is very, very fortunate, they may see those pastimes. And he speaks about this divine river. Mila amila dharamrita nadi bahe Lila rasha moya tanu shoda Sankarahe balo. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. He says there's a river consisting of the amrit, the nectar of both union and separation. And in that water of that river, the rasic pastimes of Radha and Krishna are always swimming. They're always moving about in that river. Sambhoga rasera dare suke santaraye Vipralamba duke dare kabubahi jaye bolo.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Sambhoga rasera, Dari, Shuki Santorai. Sometimes in that river, there's the happiness of swimming in the current of union. And Vipalamba Dukir Dhari Kabu Bahijai. Sometimes there's the misery, the unhappiness of swimming in the current of separation. Rasam Rasam Amrite Dara Jate Tate Dukanai Atare Bhagita Suke Sada Mabu Hare Bolo
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram Ram Ram.
He says that actually this current of separation is not really a cause of unhappiness, but rather it's really a cause of great happiness. And he says, Dui dara bina rasanari pushtanoi, rasika shikara taha jatni ashwadoi. Without these two currents, a sambhog and vipralamba, sambhog means union, and vipralamba means separation, both things are required for the rasa, the river of rasa, of Braj, to continue properly. This river of rasa was fully relished by one personality who is known also as Nadia Bihari or Lord Gorahari. But a question comes. In the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we've been speaking something about Krishna Leela and Gora Leela and how the two are non-different. But there's a great mystery in Gora Leela that is very difficult to understand. This is touched on by Lochan Das Thakur in his Chaitanya Mangal. Oneka rahasya katha kahi batahate vairagya adbhuta prabhur uke jaina mate. Bolo.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
He says it, Oneka rahasya katha. I want to tell you many, many confidential things. What's the value of you telling someone something if it's not confidential? What's the value of just going and telling someone, give some money, do this? We give a seminar sometimes called the Yoga of Lamentation. And sometimes in the beginning of that, we read a letter, a real honest-to-God letter that took place. It was written by one Indian man. And he wrote to some ISKCON devotee. And he said, my dear Prabhu, I would like to join ISKCON. Can you tell me how I can join? And he said, I should tell you honestly, I have some problems. I've tried to commit suicide 3 times in the last few years. Can you help me? And the devotee wrote that letter back. Sometimes for some reason he posted it on Facebook. I saw that letter. I thought, this is very interesting. And a copy is about a 5-page letter. He gives a few words in the beginning of the letter. He says, don't do suicide. You'll become a ghost. It's very bad. He said, if you want to join ISKCON, here's what you do. And literally he gave like 5 pages. You can become this kind of member. I didn't even remember all the different types of memberships. I haven't actually joined ISKCON yet. I'm trying. My grandma said, who's really a member of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness? He said, someone who's Krishna conscious. And one time he said that, he pointed at me and he said, Madhavananda, not joined. So when people ask me, when did you join ISKCON? I say, well, I'd like to, but I haven't yet. Because I'm not Krishna conscious. But anyway, he gave like a 5-page list of different types of membership. And if you give this much money and you chant, I don't know, 4 rounds, you can be this kind of member. If you do this, 6 rounds, you this kind of member, and this and this, and all the, and this much money, and you do this thing, it's like 5 pages. And then at the end he said, so again, don't do suicide. You should join ISKCON. So I hope this reached you well, your well-wisher, and signed off his letter. This year in Budapest, in Hungary, we gave a seminar, and I read that letter to the devotees. And I asked them, I said, what would you do, what would you feel if you wrote this letter saying, I'm thinking to commit suicide, and you got this kind of reply back? And our, what's her name, Krishna Kumar? Sanya, you know Sanya. She's from Zurich. Keshav Madhav's Sanya. Sanya, Sanya and Keshav Madhav, they're two counselors, a professional counselor. So she raised her hand and she said, well, if I got a letter back like that, I'd commit suicide. Because I'm taking shelter of somebody, and this is what they're giving me. So we should understand something confidential. Confidential doesn't mean that we just write to people and tell them, and you give this much money and you can get a golden brick in the Mayapur temple, and you can, we should build the temple. But there's something more to life than that, and there's something more to our relationships. Guyam apyati prichati. We have to have something a little confidential. So, Lokshan Das Thakur, understanding that principle, he begins by saying, Oneka rahasya kata. I'm going to speak many things which are very, very confidential, such as Vairagya Adbhuta Prabhur, the amazing Vairagya or detachment of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He said, we're going to speak about the sannyas of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is a very confidential thing. Why is it a confidential thing? Sometimes we ask devotees, why did Mahaprabhu take sannyas? And many times devotees say, that's very easy to save me, to preach. That's why he took sannyas. There is both a bahiranga karan, an external reason, and an antaranga karan, an internal reason. And we should understand both. His bahiranga karan was for the sake of preaching. But there's also an antaranga karan, an internal reason, which was something much, much deeper. And this is what Lokshan Das Thakur is saying, is very rahasya, very, very confidential. If we contemplate the sannyas of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we can see it's a very mysterious thing. We should understand and look at it through the light of Shastra. It's said in Hari Bhakti Sudodaya. Krishna says, Sudamutopi Badhosmi Bhaktena Sneharajubi Ajitopi Jitoham Tairavaso Pi Vasikritaha. He said, I'm known as Mukunda. I give liberation to everyone. He said, but although Sudamutopi, I'm always liberated myself, Badhosmi, I become bound up Bhaktena Sneharajubi by the rope of love of my devotees. Sometimes people say, I wanted to mention this in a presentation about the Balya Chapalya Leela, about Krishna's pastimes in Braj. Sometimes people say that the Braj Basis, they're so much in love with Krishna. They become bewildered by Krishna. But Narad Muni says, no, that's not actually true. In Brihad Bhagavatamrita, in the third canto, chapter 5, text 163, he says, Krishnena na braja janaki la mohitaste tai savya mohi bhagavan iti satyameva gatva mayaiva sahivishmita deva karyo nusmarita kim apikritya maho katanchit. Did the people of Braj were not bewildered by Krishna? The truth is just the opposite. Krishna was bewildered by them. So much so that he forgot. Pritanaya sadhanam vinashaya tudushpitam. I had to come and remind him, hey Krishna, remember, you're the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You have some work to do. Pritanaya sadhanam, you're supposed to protect the devotees. Vinashaya tudushpitam, kill all the demons. Dharma samstapranaktaya, you're supposed to reestablish Dharma. And Krishna said, oh yeah, I forgot. Because Krishna was bewildered by the love of the Braj Basis. When Krishna was in Gupta Vrindavan, in Lalita Madhav, he was in a cave with Srimati Radharani, and they were looking at paintings on the wall. And they came across one painting, and it was a painting of Krishna bound with the ropes to the wooden grinding mortar. And at that time, Navabrinda Devi, who was there, she asked a very intelligent question to Krishna. She said, dear Krishna, It's not right. These two fellows, Nalukuvera and Manigriva, they got a big curse by Narad Muni. Huh? And they became trees for tens of thousands of years. And you were so kind. You released them from that form, that bondage of trees. So then, shouldn't they have had at least enough decency? Shouldn't they have been polite enough to untie the rope, the little rope that was tying you to the wooden grinding mortar? Huh? It's a good question, isn't it? Why didn't they untie him? And Krishna replied the following to Navabrinda. Vatsalya mandala mayena mamorudamna yakopi bandagari maniramai matra tanmuktaye paramabhanda vimokshanopi naham shame sakiparashatuka katatra. He said, those weren't ordinary ropes. He says, what to speak of Nalukuvera and Manigriva? Even I can't untie those ropes. Those are the ropes of my mother's love. And it was Nanda Maharaj who finally came and untied Krishna from those ropes. So the question is not, why did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu take sannyas? If you ask, why did he take sannyas, it means you don't know Siddhanta. The question is not why. The question is how. How is it possible? How could he leave his mother? We were mentioning the other day, I know it's a big shock to the brahmacharis, please forgive me. But Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are not brahmacharis. They're mamacharis. They're mama boys. He's so controlled by his mother. His mother can tie him up. She can do something the greatest of the yogis and ascetics can't do with her love. So the question is not why did he take sannyas? The question is, how could he take sannyas? How could he leave his mother? How could he do that thing? So there's many answers to that question. And I'd like to explore one doorway in that very wonderful palace of the sannyas lila of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, which appeared here at this place right underneath this tree. So it's described that one day while she was in Javit, this is a story told by here by Manohar Das in his book, Vaidagya Vilas. One day while she was sitting in Javit, Srimati Radharani desired to meet with Krishna. So she sent a messenger to Krishna requesting that they have some rendezvous, some meeting. Chandramukhi delivered that note. And Krishna was very happy to see Chandramukhi. And he agreed, yes, we should meet tonight, Radharani and myself, in Bakula Kunj. And so Krishna was very happy. And when Srimati Radharani heard about it, she was very happy. Krishna sent a garland in the hands of that messenger as a token of his confirmation. And that duty, that messenger, she went to Javit to see Srimati Radharani. She took the same garland. She put it on the neck of Srimati Radharani. And everyone became very, very happy. And at that time, all the different sakis, they began to decorate Srimati Radharani for her rendezvous with Krishna. And they made wonderful flower garlands. They made a fan out of flowers. And they put some very first-class tambul in a box made out of flowers. And they made sweet rice. They made so many different preparations. And they put them in wonderful containers. They packed everything very nicely. And they were just about ready to go. And Manohar Das says, at Ratri Dasadande Rai Kori Abhisar, at that 10th hour of the night, late at night, suddenly, Hena Kali Mahavigna Padila Radhar, a very, very bad thing, a very great calamity arose for Srimati Radharani. And what was that? Manohar Das describes. Matura haite pandu gopera sahita abhimanyu hena kale asi upasthite bolo.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Sita Mathura came, Srimati Radharani's so-called husband, Abhimanyu. Ladies in this world, sometimes devotee ladies, they think, I'm very unfortunate. Practically, I would have been a pure devotee a long time ago if it wasn't for my husband, who causes me so many troubles and is always very, very annoying and difficult. I know ladies always think like that. So, but you don't know how many difficulties Srimati Radharani had. So Abhimanyu arrived there with one of his friends from Mathura. I think that it was Govardhan Das, maybe, who's the so-called husband of Chandravali. So at that time, all the Sakis, they became afraid and they hid themselves. What's going to happen now? And then Abhimanyu started calling out very loudly for his mother. And at that time, Jatila, Radharani's mother-in-law, and Kutila, the sister, crooked sister of Abhimanyu, came to meet him, and they gave him some very nice hospitality for he and his cowherd boyfriend. And then Jatila called for Srimati Radharani. Jatila bolena radha suno baru mata sakidana sahadravya koro ayojita koro Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jatila said, O daughter-in-law, Bharu Mata, Radharani, you take your sakis and you go make some preparations. She said, Ratri kale brida mora nade ki na jani Bandhu satkara koro sati sangi tumi bolo
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram,
Hare Jatila said, it's night, I'm very old, I can't see so good. It's very dark, I can't do anything. So you have so many sakis, you're a young girl, you should take your sakis, and you receive your husband and his friend. Pachika dwaraya paka koraha nirman Uttama koriya karo bandava bojan bolo
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
You tell the girls they should cook something and feed he and his friend with the best preparations. Kona rupe kota jadi bandavai rahide papa apashyaya bandhu kriyate shoshide bolo
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
And you make sure you take very good care of them, because if there's any fault in your service, and everyone's going to criticize us that we're not taking proper care of our guests, this is Vedic culture. So it's a big problem. What is Srimati Radharani going to do there? She's supposed to meet with Krishna at that time. So Srimati Radharani fell into a great dilemma, and she thought, anyway, let me cook something very quickly and then I can go. Meanwhile, in Nandagaon, Odikete Krishna Nija Kori Parishka Ati Shigra Kori Chena Kunje Adi Sankala
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
On Krishna's side, he quickly took his bath and very happily he went, yes, tonight I'm going to meet with this daughter of Maharaj Vrishabhanu, Srimati Radharani. He was very, very happy going there. And Krishna arrived at the Kunj. Usually when Krishna arrives at the Kunj, Radharani and the gopis are already there. But this evening something was a little different. When Krishna arrived there, no one was there. Krishna thought, very good. He thought, Radharani, she's always coming and doing services for me. She's always coming and decorating the Kunj and doing so many nice things. So today is my chance. Today I'm going to decorate the Kunj. And Krishna, he made a very wonderful bed out of flowers in that Kunj. And he made walls out of flowers and a wonderful gate out of flowers. And like a temple with a spire. And he made a flag out of flowers. And there were pictures on the walls of the Kunj made out of flowers. Everything was made out of wonderful flowers. And he put wonderful garlands, very, very fragrant flowers, and all the bumblebees were coming everywhere. And Krishna was waiting for Srimati Radharani with great excitement, great happiness. And every time a little sound would come, maybe some wind moved a branch of a tree, Krishna would jump, oh, Radharani's coming. Oh, no, it's not her. It's just a deer. Or just some sound. Or sometimes the moonlight would come through the trees, and that golden light when he would stop, oh, Radharani's here. Oh, it's just the moonlight. Krishna was thinking again and again that she was going to come. And so Krishna, he started to become very, very unhappy. He was torn, it's said by Manohar Das, between two feelings. Asha nara asha krishnera dui dikhe nitane shani dekhe shani baise swasya nahi bolo
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Asha, nirasha. Asha means hope. We were singing a raga, a melody earlier. It's called Asabari. Asabari means the great hope. It's a raga which evokes some feelings of longing in that. So Krishna was torn between two feelings, asha nairasha krishna dui diketi tani, between hope and despair. And one moment he was looking to see Radharani, and in the next moment he was sitting holding his head in his hands and feeling very, very depressed, like he'd lost his life. Meanwhile, the time for Radharani's arrival came, and it was getting very dark, and Krishna began to have some doubts. He was thinking to himself, maybe some elderly persons in her house wouldn't let Radharani leave? Or kimbaki vipata asi daivat padila, maybe some danger came to her. Or maybe Srimati Radharani went to the wrong kunj. That must have been it. And Krishna was thinking like that. So then Krishna set out, let me go and find Radharani. Bakula Kunj is not far from Govardhan Hill. And Krishna went searching all around Govardhan Hill to see all the different kunjas from one to the next to see if Srimati Radharani had come. Kunje kunje brahme Krishna na paiya radha Mahavicheda asi upajila bhaga
Hare Krishna
Kunje Brahmi Krishna na paiya radha. Wandering from one kunja to the next, looking, where's Radha, where's Radha? Krishna couldn't find her anywhere. And then at that time, Mahavicheda Asi Upajiyabhada, a very intense feeling of separation arose in the heart of Shamsundar Krishna. Meanwhile, back on the other side, Srimati Radharani, she couldn't complete her duties in time. And she started becoming very agitated with her sakis. And she thought, oh, my Prananath, my Krishna, he must be in anxiety. He must be wondering what's happened to me. He's sitting there alone in the kunj. This is very, very bad. She told her sakis, Abhagire Madhavini Kona Kashtanai Prananata Dukha Pana Puro Kashta Pai Bolo
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare.
She said, Abhagiri, I'm very, very unfortunate. She said, even if you kill me, no problem. It won't cause me any unhappiness. But Prananata Dukha Pana Puro Kashta Pai. If my Prananatha Krishna feels any unhappiness, for me that's the most terrible, terrible suffering in the world. Then Srimati Radharani got some idea, and she told one of her sakis, you go to Bakula Kunj and tell Krishna that I couldn't come because Abhimanyu has come and I had to cook for him, but I'm just coming very soon. I'm just on my way. So that Sakhi, she went to the Kunj, but Krishna wasn't there because Krishna had gone searching everywhere for Srimati Radharani. And that Sakhi, when she saw all the decorations in the Kunj, she was very, very happy. But not seeing Krishna, she thought, oh, maybe Krishna went to some other Kunj. Maybe he got confused, thinking that Radharani was going to go to some other Kunj. So then she left. And just after she left, then Krishna arrived there. And when Krishna came back and he saw that Radharani was still not there in the Kunj. Keda nirveda chinta prabala hoila dirga nishvasa chadi holi te la bila bolo
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram
At that time, Krishna's lamentation and disappointment increased, and with a very heavy sigh, Krishna began to speak to himself. Nija prana hoite koti gune balabasi Jahabina kichu nahi jani divadishi
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Hare Hare
I gave everything to that girl. I gave her so much love. I love her millions of times more than my own life. Day or night, I don't know anything without Srimati Radharani. Jare sanpi lama ami deha mana pram Jahare jovana diya kori gocharan
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare
He said, I gave everything to her. I dedicated my mind and my life to her. The reason why I was going out to herd the cows, you'd like to know the reason? So that I could secretly meet with her. That's the only reason I go to take care of the cows.
Jada lagi griha karma dharma te agila Jada premi suki haba sharana laila bolo Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare
She said, for the sake of Srimati Radharani, Krishna said, I gave up my griha karma, my household duties, I gave up my dharma, my religious businesses, and I went to see this girl. She's married to another man. Her love is a shelter that's given me so much happiness. For Srimati Radharani, she's my everything. And then Krishna said,
Analiti dari more, batase basila. Hare Mari, Hare Mari, Kichu Na Puchila Bolo. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
That same Radharani that I had given everything to, I gave her my heart, I gave up my household duties, I gave up my dharma, everything for her, and she's putting me in a fire. And after putting me in the fire, then she's fanning the flames of that fire of separation. I'm burning to death in that fire. But Radharani, she doesn't even think of me. She doesn't even remember me. Now Krishna is beginning to feel like an ordinary person. And some feelings of renunciation are arising in the hearts of Krishna. And he's becoming disgusted with worldly pleasures. Krishna says it.
Sukera la gila ami piriti karinu madura murati deki sabha bhuli genu bolo Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram Ram
Because I wanted happiness, I gave my love to her. I saw her beauty and it made me forget everything.
Jare samarpila ami jivana yovan jyoti yavina swapane nahi jane anya jane bolo
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama
Krishna said, I gave her everything. I gave her my life. I gave her my youth. Even in my dreams, I didn't think of anyone else. Krishna said, it's very bad. Sepiriti kalanaga amare damsila Ishe chata pata prana nahi ikasila
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Krishna said, the poisonous snake of love has bitten me. And although I'm dying from that poison, still, I'm in such a miserable condition that I haven't died yet. Huh? Krishna then, he began to remember some of his own instructions that he gave as Lord Kapila Dev in third canto, the Bhagavatam. And he remembered a similar instruction that he gave to Uddhava in the 11th canto, the Bhagavatam. Natatasya bhavetklesho bandhaschanya prasangataha yosit sangat yata pumso yata tat sangi sangataha. Of all the types of suffering and bondage in this world, Krishna said, there's no greater suffering and bondage than being attached to a woman. It's the worst type of suffering in the world. Krishna said, I wanted some love, I wanted some happiness, and therefore I gave my heart to this daughter of Maharaj Brishabhanu. But what's happened? Now I'm dying and suffering. He said, Piriti murati suke jani adarila Tukhe ramurati hoi gare ne badila bolo
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare
He said that I thought that love was happiness. But now that happiness has given me so much pain, so much sorrow. So he said, I'm not going there again. Now, I'm not going to pursue that love anymore. And Krishna said, Piriti nikata mui anahi jaba Viragi haiya mui suketi rahiba bobo
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Krishna said, association with women is the source of all problems. I thought I was going to get some happiness associating with these gopis, but it's just brought me so much unhappiness. So from now on, no more women. And Krishna decided, now I'm going to become a brahmachari. I'm no longer going to run after this love. Viragahoya mui sukete rahiba. Now I'm going to become a vairagi, a renunciate, and I'm going to get some happiness in this way. What is this attachment to women? It's maya. Very bad. So then Krishna became very angry. And there in the Kunj, where he'd made so many beautiful decorations out of love for Srimati Radharani, now Krishna is a brahmachari. And he started breaking all those decorations and smashing all the garlands and breaking the bed and breaking the flower walls and the cones and everything. And then Krishna went home to his bed. So meanwhile, that Sakhi came back to the cones, Bakula cones, to see if Krishna had arrived. And when she came there, she saw, oh, something happened. Everything's been broken here. And so, with great anxiety, she went back to Jabat, and she gave the news to Srimati Radharani. And that night, everyone in Braj was very unhappy. Srimati Radharani couldn't sleep all
I've done some offense to my pranavalubha. And Krishna was also tossing and turning in his bed. Now I'm a brahmachari, no more women. Every morning, Mother Yashoda comes to wake up her Gopal in the morning. And there's certain things that she knows that her Gopal likes. Mother Yashoda, she brings him some very beautiful golden-colored makhan, butter, in the morning. And she opens the windows every morning for the golden rays of the sun to fall on his body. And after she gives him a bath, she dresses him in what? A golden-colored dhoti and golden-colored ornaments, because Krishna gets a lot of pleasure from golden-colored things. Why is that? Because it's the color of Srimati Radharani. But this morning, when Mother Yashoda came in, she started to open the window, and Krishna said, "No, Mata, I don't feel good today." He said, I'm not going to go out today. I'm feeling sick." And Mother Yashoda, she said, "Well, Gopal, no, you should take some mukha." "No, I don't want to eat anything." "Well, here, you take your golden dhoti, take your golden armlets." And Krishna said, "Mata, don't you know everything gold-colored is bad? And especially gold-colored people are very bad. Gold is a very, very fickle thing. You can't depend on it. Huh? And golden people are the worst." "Huh?" He said, "Mata, now I'm becoming a brahmachari." And brahmacharis, they don't wear gold ornaments and things. Huh? Mother Yashoda, she said, "But Gopal, you have your beautiful gold-colored bird in a golden cage. What are you going to do?" And Krishna said, "You let the bird go. I don't want to see the bird anymore. And you paint the cage colored black. You have so many wonderful picture frames. They all have gold color." "No, no. Now you paint all the picture frames black. Because, Mata, now I'm a brahmachari. And brahmachari should have nothing to do with gold. Gold color is very bad. Gold ornaments are very bad. And gold colored people are very, very bad." Mother Yashoda said, "What am I going to dress you in then?" She said, Krishna said, "I'll wear Balaram's dhoti today. Blue dhoti." And Krishna dressed like that. And then Mother Yashoda said, "But Gopal, the cows, they won't give milk until you go out and you see them." So Krishna agreed. He went out there and he started to milk the cows. At that time, Srimati Radharani had sent a messenger to give some message to Krishna that, "I'm very sorry, but last night my so-called husband came and my mother-in-law was keeping me behind. I felt so bad." The messenger came, and when Krishna saw at the corner of his eye that girl, Krishna turned away from her and kept milking the cow. And she would come on the other side, she would turn again the other way, and he wouldn't look at her, because now he's a very staunch brahmachari. He won't look at girls, and especially messengers of Radharani. So Krishna said, "Mata, today I'm not going to go to herd the cows. I don't feel good. And I'm not going to eat any cooked food." Why does Krishna say that? Who cooks for Krishna every morning? Srimati Radharani cooks for Krishna. Mother Yashoda personally brings Radharani to Nandagaon to cook for her Gopal. And Krishna says, "Mata, don't bring those girls anymore. I'm a brahmachari now. And I don't eat things that are cooked by girls. And I'm not going to eat any cooked food. I'm not feeling well. You should call a doctor." And so at that time, Srimati Radharani, she got message of this. She was feeling very, very sad. Purnamasi and Dhanishta, everyone in Braj, tried to break the sulkiness of Krishna. And sometimes they would come. Even Madhu Mangal, he came and he said, "Krishna, you know Radharani." "Don't say that word." And Krishna put his fingers in his ears. And then Madhu Mangal said, okay, "I know." And he said, "At least you should hear some Shastra." And he started quoting some verses from Puranas. "Aradhananam sarve sambhis." Some verses. Aradhanam means someone who's worshipping, but it also contains the name of Radharani. And when Krishna, hey, put his fingers in his ears. Don't say those words. Very, very bad person. You can't depend on them. I don't want anything to do with that. When Srimati Radharani heard about Krishna's mood, her heart broke with grief. Even the cows were crying. The animals of Braj. Everyone in the world became very, very unhappy. Srila Narottam Das Thakur, he sings. Or he says that Radha Krishna Pranamur Jugala Kishore, that in life or in death, my only life is to see Radha and Krishna come together. So everyone in Braj became very, very sad. Even the cows were crying, the birds were crying, the fish were crying. Everyone was very, very sad in Braj. And many of the Brajbasis didn't even know why. Because everyone gets great happiness when Radha and Krishna come united together. So Srimati Radharani, she didn't know what to do. Meanwhile, Dhanishta, every day, she was bringing Krishna's remnants to Srimati Radharani. Radharani's not eating anything but Krishna's remnants. But that day, Krishna's not taking. So Srimati Radharani was also fasting. So the Sakis became very disturbed. So they had instagosti. They had some discussion with Radharani. They said, Radhe, sometimes Krishna, when he became angry with you previously, then he disguised himself up as a woman. And he came to see you to do manbhanjana, to break your loving sulkiness. And so now you're going to have to do the same thing. You're going to have to dress up like a Brahmin. If you want to get Krishna to forget about his anger, you're going to have to take sannyas. And so Lalita took Srimati Radharani to a very lonely place. And she took off her blue sari and she put on Srimati Radharani a saffron lungi, like a sannyasi. And she took some cloth, saffron-colored cloth, and she wrapped it very tightly around Radharani's chest. And she put a Harinam chadar on the top of her body, and she made a top knot in her hair. And she put some big tulsi beads around Radharani's neck, and some tilak on her head. And she gave her a kamandalu and a begging bag. And Srimati Radharani, dressed like a sannyasi, she set out from Javad, singing, Om Namo Narayanaya, Om Namo Narayanaya. And she was walking on the road going from Javad to Nandagaon. Everyone who saw that Brahmin, that sannyasi sadhu, they became very amazed. I had never seen a sadhu like this before. Just looking at that sadhu, people started crying. Such a beautiful sannyasi. And Srimati Radharani, although she stopped eating for a few days, her body had become very thin, not from lack of food, but from separation from Krishna. And she was looking very, very thin and emaciated. So as she was going out, whoever saw that sannyasi, they became full of devotion. And people would bow down to her, please, Maharaj, I want to give you some bakshish, some donation. Everyone was giving that sannyasi, some donations, huh? And people were bowing down to that sannyasi, offering that sannyasi some bhakshi, some donations. But that sannyasi was very, very renounced. No, I won't take. Sannyasi said, I only take alms from brahmacharis. So, the one person, people were bowing down, people were saying, please take me with you, I'll be your sannyasi assistant. No, no. One person said, please give me initiation. You free me from the problems of a family life. The sannyasi was very, very grave, and that sannyasi pacified everyone with sweet words. And finally, the sannyasi arrived at the Singhadwara gate, the lion gate of the house of Nanda Maharaj, Nanda Bhavan, and Nandagam. Everyone was very charmed to see that sannyasi. And the chokidara, the gatekeeper who was there, he said, Maharaj, why are you coming here? What is your purpose? And that Brahman sadhu said, I'm a bhikkhari. I'm a sannyasi beggar. And I've come here asking for alms. So you should go inside and inform the residents that this Chaji Brahman, sannyasi's come here. So immediately Mother Yashoda came. And Mother Yashoda, when she saw that sannyasi, her heart melted. Oh, she said, what? You're hardly, you're a very, very young boy. You're taking sannyas. What kind of parents do you have? Let such a beautiful young boy take sannyas. You should be friends with my Gopal. She said, what do you want? I'll give you some alms. And that sannyasi said, no. I'm a very strict sannyasi. I don't accept any alms from a woman because women are Maya. I only accept alms from the hands of a brahmachari. And Mother Yashoda said, oh, my Gopal. He's a brahmachari now. Just a few days ago, he became a brahmachari. She went to Krishna. Gopal, you have to go to the door. Some sannyasi's come. He's begging alms. Krishna said, I don't feel good. I don't want to see anyone. Mother Yashoda said, Gopal, this is a very effulgent sannyasi. He looks very powerful. And he only accepts alms from brahmacharis. You're a brahmachari. So you should go. If you don't give alms to this sannyasi, he's so powerful, he may destroy all of us. Krishna said, yes, Mata. And so he took some platter with some ghee and some rice and flowers and things. And Krishna went there to see that sannyasi, and Krishna said, oh, very nice sannyasi. Krishna said, oh, I'm very attracted by this sannyasi. And Krishna said, so here I brought you some alms. And that sannyasi said, no, I don't want this. Krishna said, what do you want? You tell me whatever you want. Whatever you want, I'll give you. He said, even if I have to go to hell to collect that thing, I'll keep my promise to you. What do you want? And that sannyasi smiled. And the sannyasi said, actually, I'm the daughter of Maharaj Brishabhanu. And all that I want from you is your loving anger. And then Krishna began to cry. And again, it was Milan, union between Radha and Krishna. And then Krishna went to his mother. He said, Mata, it's getting very late. And this sannyasi has nowhere to go. It's a very renounced sannyasi. I'm a brahmachari. So this sannyasi, he can come and stay in my room tonight. Mother Yashoda said, yes, Gopal. Very good. Krishna began to cry. And he told Radharani that now you come in such a condition, it's breaking my heart. And Radharani said, no. I've not suffered. But hearing about your unhappiness, I became very restless. Now all my sorrow is gone. Now seeing your moon-like face, it gives me very, very great happiness. There's a nice song written by the Padavali, Bengali Padavali poet,
Yadunath Das. Kanu anuraga ranga basana pariya Desi desi pramani ba yogini haiya.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
This is a song sung by Srimati Radharani. Srimati Radharani, she's always wearing blue-colored sari. Why does she wear a blue-colored sari? Because it's a Krishna, color of Krishna. And she wants to wrap herself in that color, thinking that she's wrapping herself in the arms of her pranavallabha Krishna. But when Krishna leaves Vrindavan, and Srimati Radharani is suffering in separation from him, then she sings, Kanu anuraga ranga basana pariya. That in separation from Kanu, I'm going to put on a different colored cloth. I'm going to put on saffron colored cloth. Deshi deshi barami ba yogini haiya. And I'm going to become a yogini sannyasi. And I'll wander from land to land, from place to place, begging alms. There's a very nice book called Prema Vilas. This Prema Vilas is a conversation which took place in Bangladesh, between Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lokanath Goswami. And Lokanath, he understood that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was actually Krishna. And he asked him, why are you coming? What is your purpose? And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him, I'm a Rini. I'm in debt. And I always pay my debts. He said, I made a promise. I made this promise in the Bhagavad Gita. However someone approaches me, I reciprocate accordingly. It's my nature. I always do like that. He said, but the gopis, they made me break my promise. Krishna told the gopis, Napare ham nidavadya sam yujam sasadu krityam vibudaya sapiva yamabajam durjaya geha shrinkalai sam vichayatad vipatiyatu sadhana. He said to them, I always reciprocate with everyone, but I don't know what to give you. Napare ham nidavadya sam yujam, because your love is nidavadya. You don't want anything for yourself. Because Radharani, you've given up everything for me. Radharani, you took sannyas for me. Therefore, sannyas in Gaudiya Vaishnavism means saffron colored. Why? Because it said that in separation from Krishna, Srimati Radharani cries. And on the breast of Radharani, she has kumkum. And when her tears in separation from Krishna come down onto her breasts, the color of that kumkum goes onto her cloth. And it becomes the color of anurag, saffron. And this is the meaning of sannyas in Gaudiya Vaishnavism. And therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Lokanath Goswami in Prema Vilas, Amara vichere pare aruna vasana apanake nija dasi mani sarvakshana mulo.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
When Srimati Radharani is feeling separation from me, she always wears saffron-colored cloth and thinks of herself as my dasi. So for me to repay my debt to her, I also have to cry in separation. I also have to give up everything, even my mother, even my wife, Vishnupriya. He gave up Satchimata. He gave up Vishnupriya. And therefore, Lochan Das Thakur says, Oneka Rahasya Kata. This is a very secret subject matter. How is it, not why, but how could Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu leave his mother and the devotees in Navadvipa? The question is not why, the question is how. The there was something more powerful which took him away. Something more powerful even than the love of his mother. It was so powerful, she tied him with the ropes of love. But those ropes became broken. He gave them up and he took sannyas for something else. My grandma sometimes would speak about this and he would quote a verse from Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says, Vyavasayatmika buddhi ekeha kuru nandana. You should be ekantic, one-pointed on this path of bhajan, on this path of divine love. Those persons who are multi-branched, bahusaka yanantascha buddhaya vyavisayinam, they won't make proper progress on this path. So, who is Krishna and who is Radharani? Who is Vyavasayatmika Buddhi? The gopis are Vyavasayatmika Buddhi. They're one-pointed. But Krishna by his nature is Bahusaka. He's so multi-branched. There's no one, there's no single person in all the three worlds who's more multi-branched than Krishna. Because he reciprocates with everyone. He reciprocates with the Christians and the Muslims and the Jews and the Shaivites and the Shaktas and the Tantrics and so many different people and so many different Vaishnavas. The Vaishnavas are worshipping Narayan and the Vaishnavas are worshipping Ramachandra. He reciprocates with everyone. He reciprocates with the devotees in Shantaras. He reciprocates with the devotees in Dasyaras, like Ruttak and Patrak. He reciprocates with the cowherd boys, with the elderly gopis. He reciprocates with everyone. And because of that, he can't understand. He can't understand the mood of the gopis. And he doesn't have the wealth to repay that debt. If I borrow from you $1,000 and I come to you after some time and I say, well, I don't have $1,000, but here's 1,000 rupees. Is it okay, Mother Nagapatni? It's okay? Maybe for you're very kind. Most people will say, nope, I'm going to call the police. Because you have to repay your debt in like currency, the same currency that you borrowed it in. So Krishna has a debt. He's a Rini. He's a debt to the gopis. And he has to repay this debt. It's not a debt of currency, of cash. It's a debt of love. And Krishna doesn't have the wealth to repay that debt. He doesn't have it in his bank. Although he has everything, Lakshmi Sahasra Sapta Sambrahma Sevyamanam, he has millions and millions of Lakshmi Devis running to serve him. This wealth he doesn't have. Because by nature, he's Priti Vishra, the object of love, whereas Srimati Radharani is Priti Ashray, the supreme abode of love. So Krishna doesn't have that wealth. And Rupa Goswami, in his Dvitiya Chaitanya Ashtakam, he says, Rasastomam Ritva. Therefore, Krishna had to do something. If you have a big debt to some very big man, big muscles, what are you going to do? He's coming with a lead pipe to collect his money. Well, you're going to have to get a job. But then what if you can't get a job? You're too old, you're too useless, they won't give you a job. Then you have to borrow money. But then what if your friends won't give you money? And that fellow's coming with a big pipe. You have to repay your debt. You only have one recourse. You have to steal it. And Krishna, we've been speaking about him. How Krishna is the greatest of rascals. How he's Choragra Ganya, the greatest of thieves. So Rupa Goswami says that Rasastomam Ritva. Krishna entered into the heart of Radharani. My Guru Maharaj said, this is a great secret. It said that Vrindavana Parityaga Padikam Nagacchati. Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. Okay, maybe he doesn't. Everybody says that. But where does he go then? Some people say he's hiding in the bushes. But Rupa Goswami says no. He hid himself in the heart of Radharani. He melted Radharani's heart with Vipralamba Agni. the fire of separation by leaving Vrindavan. Radharani's heart melted, and Krishna entered into that heart to steal that love because she wouldn't give it to him. Huh? It's a long story. But this book, Vaidagya Vilas Manohar Das, tells many wonderful stories. He also tells a story of how Krishna once became a dasi of Radharani. He wanted to become her maidservant. And he came in disguise to serve Radharani. And he was serving her in such an amazing way. But after some time, Radharani realized, hey, I know who you are. You can't serve me. So Krishna, to repay his debt, he tried to get a job. He couldn't get a job. He tried to borrow that love. They wouldn't give it to him. Radharani, Narahari Chakravarti Thakur, he describes in one place, he says that Radharani says, what do you want with my love? Don't you know? They call me Pagalini Radha, mad woman. I'm always rolling on the ground and crying, crazy woman. You don't want my love. I'm not going to give that to you. He tried to get a job. Didn't work. He tried to borrow it. It didn't work. He only had one recourse. He had to steal it. And to steal that love, he had to melt her heart so that he could enter her heart. And to do that, he left Braj. It seemed like he left Braj. We mentioned that actually Krishna is the son of Mother Yashoda, not the son of Devaki. That Vasudev Krishna, who was in the body of Krishna, he left Braj. And Nandanandan Govinda, Swayamrup Krishna, he entered into the heart of Radharani, Rasastomam Ritva. But when he entered into that heart to steal the love of Radharani, something happened. When he came back out of her heart, now his Shamavarna, his blackish complexion was gone. And now, Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi, Tapta Kanchana Gauranga. He became golden complexioned like Srimati Radharani. And when he looked around, everything was gone. Govinda Kund was gone. The Jamuna was gone. And suddenly all the gopis were gone. But he was on the bank of another river. The Jamuna had become the Ganga. And all the gopis had become boys, and they were all doing kirtan. Instead of the Ras Leela at Vamsivat, now they were doing kirtan on the bank of the Jamuna. And Krishna Leela had become Gaura Leela. Because the two are non-different. And this is a secret of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sannyas Leela. A secret which, a seed of which takes place here in this place. From Manohar Das. Very nice book he's written. And all the Leelas, he's actually speaking indirectly about Gauranga Mahaprabhu and separation. So, thank you all very much for coming with me here to this place today. I'm sitting here looking at this tree and just thinking of Manohar Das and how he was chanting the holy names. And so many different Leelas were coming to his mind and his heart. So, maybe we could do just a few minutes of bhajan. Is that okay?